Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, brought to you today by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook at www.audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia, that's Mr. Media, and you'll find more than 60,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, MP3 player, or any other type of device at audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia. Okay, so where was I before the commercial? Right. Mr. Media is recorded live from the world's new media capital and the shooting location for many episodes of Sequest DSV, St. Petersburg, Florida. So Ted Raimi is directing Playing Dead, but writer Suzanne Kiley is actually playing Dead in the new web-only series Playing Dead. Confusing, right? I know. And I wrote it, and it's still confusing to me. And you can check it out at watchplayingdead.com. That's watchplayingdead.com. Now, Suzanne, the Groundlings comedy alumnus, plays a struggling young actress. Well, maybe not as young as she'd like you to think, when her desperate plea for a job attracts the attention of the Grim Reaper. Here's a clip from a deathisode of Playing Dead.
Look, I know I always pretend that dying would solve a lot of my problems, but all of a sudden I'm feeling a renewed sense of life, so... Please, I'm only 26 years old.
You're 32.
A really young 32. Please. I don't want to die. I'm pregnant.
No, you're not.
How do you know these things? Have you been stalking me? Oh, God. I don't want to die.
It's not your time to go.
Excuse me?
I was in the neighborhood, and your wish for a job caught my attention.
You mean the chain letter I sent?
Yes.
You're not going to kill me?
I was thinking about getting some part-time help.
I thought you were a psychotic maniac.
I'm dead!
Clearly.
I'm offering you a job.
I thought you said it wasn't my time.
It was your neighbor's time. Are you interested in the position?
I don't know. I'm an actress.
Well, this is an acting job.
Really? Will I be performing Mammoth for the deceased or something?
No. You'll be assisting them into eternity.
Come again.
I'm offering you a job as Death.
Ted Raimi is a familiar face from television projects such as Xena, Warrior Princess, and the aforementioned Sequest, DSV, as well as movies including all three Spider-Man movies, Adam Sandler's underrated Reign Over Me, the newly released Drag Me to Hell, and, maybe something called Evil Dead. Playing Dead is his second web series. He also directed Rebooted. And as I understand it, this is the second time that friends Raimi and Kiley have worked together. He previously directed her in the comedy short My Treat, based on her live sketch show with Kirsten Roeders. I hope I said that right, Kirsten. And fear not, Dead fans. There will be plenty of time for questions about his brother Sam. Buddy, this thing just never works, does it? Buddy Bruce Campbell and plans for a fourth Evil Dead film. So, that being said, Ted, Suzanne, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yep.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you both. And let's start here. Ding dong, death's at your doorstep. Who's he coming for first?
He's coming for Grace, who is this out-of-work actress. And Grace, like a lot of LA actresses out here, is pretty desperate for fame and for money, two things that don't come very easily to anybody in this town. And he offers her something that she hasn't had in months, which is a job. And she takes it because she thinks, well, at least I can be an actor and put something on my resume. So it's sort of the theme of the show is sort of fame at any price, even if you're temping for the Grim Reaper himself.
Fair enough. But what I was actually wondering is, of the two of you, who's death coming for first?
Oh, you.
Ted.
Me. I'm going to die before she does, I think.
Sorry,
my
Ted.
My lifestyle is not conducive to living, unfortunately, no.
Oh, God. I'm tempted to follow that up, but I'm afraid that would eat up the whole 30 minutes.
I think he just means he's older, that's all.
You don't want to know what I've done in my life. It's not for the children listening.
I read Campbell's book, so I think I have a sense of some of it anyway. Suzanne, Playing Dead is based on a play that you did several years ago. Is it at all unnerving to make fun of death?
No, in fact, I actually think it's the opposite because, you know, for me, I'm a big fan of dark comedy and things like that. And I think when you make fun of something that's scary, it takes the power away from it.
And I guess in the theater, you die so many times on stage, it's only fair, right?
Exactly. You just sort of start to get used to it, I suppose. Yes. yes. And doing comedy on stage, you really learn about dying a lot.
There you go. Well, comedy, of course. Yeah. Ted, the Evil
yes.
Dead films, of course, a little bit of dead there, a little bit of death, a little making fun of it. You feel the same way, that it's just, you know?
What's your question?
I don't even know. You know, it was probably one of those things where there probably wasn't a whole question asked. Are you as comfortable with making fun of death? Do you ever have any qualms about it?
No, I think it's great. I think it's the only thing we can do as human beings. I mean, unless you have a choice in life. You go through life living your life as fast as you can and work as hard as you can so you don't think about your mortality. The other option is to live your life slowly and ponderously and think about it. And in the second of the two, you can either do it in a funny way or you can be depressed about it. So I choose the former rather than the latter of the second. And I don't see why you really shouldn't. Plus, you know, I'm an actor and a director and a writer. So, yeah, making fun of it's the only way to go.
And Suzanne, any qualms, forget about the death question, any qualms about a guy who appeared in as many episodes of Sequest DSV as this guy did?
I'll take that as a compliment.
No, I was, although I do have to say, I didn't watch Sequest when it came out, but of course now I've seen, you know, a lot of episodes.
Of course you have. All right, let's talk about Playing Dead. I'm done playing around. Guys, I mean, there isn't much money in producing webisodes strictly for the web, or I'm sorry, as you call them, deathisodes. The site,
yeah.
Watch Playing Dead, it doesn't even have ads. So you know, what's the end game here? What's the, you know, what are you hoping to do?
Well, we didn't want ads, first of all, because fans don't deserve that. They, you know, we all get bombarded 1,000 times a day, even going on Google or anywhere, that TV, even supposedly semi-non-ad sites, kind of force you to watch them. So we really made this strictly for the fans, and, you know, we sort of took all the costs up front and sort of, you know, sucking on that hard candy, but that's okay. And, you know, we hope that in future seasons we'll be able to sell DVDs and T-shirts, and actually those are coming shortly, actually, this time. But merchandising, I think, will probably help us out a lot. But insofar as fans going to the website to watch it, we didn't want to burden them with dumb ads, and we just wanted to let them see the show and enjoy it. So.
But let's be clear, we're not open to it if someone wanted to finance the show. Cut that off completely.
No, yeah, I mean, you know, money coming from third parties is a totally different thing, but, you know, the websites, you know, the way it is hopefully the way we'll keep it right now, you know, unless we get very, very desperate, which I do.
Which we might, so let's leave it open.
Yeah.
So you're not doing this entirely for humanitarian reasons.
Not entirely, no. But insofar as the show and how it relates to the fans, we want to let them just enjoy the darn thing.
I kind of wondered if maybe it was like a proof of concept kind of thing that, you know, get attention for it and maybe, you know, spin it off to television or a movie or something like that. But are you saying that's strictly intended for where it's at?
Presently, yeah. I don't know about Suzanne. Well, what do you think about that, Suzanne? I mean, you know, it's your show. So.
Well, you know, when I wrote it as a play and performed it in L.A., and it did quite well here, and I thought, you know, one day I'll do something else with this because it's got it should be something else. And that was before, you know, web series were so popular. And so once that happened, you know, I was sort of complaining last year, and Ted's like, well, you know, do something on your own then. And I thought, oh my gosh, I forgot about this step thing. I could make that a web series and I could do it on my own and not wait for anyone else. And you know, so really, when I did it, there was no other intention. It's just sort of to satisfy myself, frankly, and which I did, and thankfully got a wonderful group of people together, and Ted agreed to direct it and do it. And so I really just wanted to get it done, and went, well, let's put it online and see what happens. And certainly, you know, I'm open to anything, and I really am proud of it and like it so much I want to continue to do it. And so now I have to sit back and go, okay, if I want to continue to do this, what do I have to do to make that happen? And it, you know, if someone wanted to make it a television show or approach me for other things, great, but I think it really lends itself to a short form, and I like doing it, and it's sort of a quick satisfaction. So I'm happy keeping it in a web series, and really happy if it would continue to go season after season.
Hmm. I should point out to folks listening that this is planned for eight episodes. There are six on the website. I'll give out the site again. It's Watch Playing Dead. It's all solid. WatchPlayingDead.com. Now, I know from my own experience doing Mr. Media that it doesn't earn a lot of money, but for what I do, it gets my name out there, and it lets people know what I could do, you know, like make poor jokes at the expense of talented Hollywood people. So, you know, I wondered if it, for either of you yet, if this particular project has led to other work or has had, you know, people picking up the phone, calling your agent, saying, hey, I really like what Ted did. I really like what Suzanne did here.
Yes, it has. It has. It's been great in that regard. I mean, it's also great because when I was strictly doing acting, I'm doing both now. I act, produce, and write now. But when I was only an actor, you know, they'd say, "Hey, great to see your show. Zena's doing so well. That's terrific." And or they'd say, "You know, glad to see your movies are doing so well." And it was sort of like a nice pat on the back, but they were really, what they say to actors is that it wasn't really you that had anything to do with that, and that's partly true. So I understood that, but now as this show's doing quite well and it's getting a cult following, and that's a great thing. You know, going to you know, whatever media mixers and things like that, you know, people say, hey, you know, you did a great job directing that sucker. Why don't you give me a call and, you know, we'll have lunch and blah, blah, blah. So it's incredibly gratifying and good for business, I think, too, you know, in that regard.
And Suzanne, same question. Are you seeing any work from this? Or?
Yes. A little bit, you know, it's slowly but surely, you know, I found that you put something online, you tell people about it, and slowly but surely things start coming. You know, I did a short film with Kirsten Reuters, who you mentioned earlier, called Not So Small Talk, which we lovingly refer to as the Boo Movie, and that's a lot of what it is. And we put that on YouTube. It was a sketch that we had done live, and thought, we're tired of touring. Let's see what we can film and do here in LA. And so we put it online, and we were getting some hits, and it was great. And then all of a sudden, someone put it on the front page of Dig, and it just went crazy. And we started getting, you know, phone calls and emails, and can we, you know, and it was really great because we ended up making all our money back that we made into the movie. We actually ended up winning a Parisian film festival and being flown to France and being put up and spending a week in France, which was really amazing. So as far as playing dead, yes, I'm starting to, that is starting to slowly happen. And that's how I think it should be. It's exciting when people find something and they can feel like it's part of their own and then, you know, be in the beginning stages of, hey, can we do this with it and that, and can we use you for this and that? Did that answer the question?
No, it did, actually. It gave me a chance. Go ahead.
Mr. Mia, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Perhaps, maybe you're not used to answering questions, but I'm going to ask you a question. Are you all media? Are you all of the media or just some of the media? The reason I'm asking is because if I do this interview with you, maybe I won't have to do interviews with anybody else ever, because if you are all the media, then I'm all set.
Well, I think you're all set. I mean, let me tell you where within days this interview will air, and you tell me. It will be on Blog Talk Radio, of course, is where we do it live. It'll be on iTunes within minutes after finishing. It'll be on MrMedia.com. It'll be on Amazon Kindle blog. It'll be on PodcastDirectory.com, MeThings.com, NetworkBlogs.com, US.LoadedWeb.com, Podcast.com, Podcast.de, Mevio. I don't know. You want me to go on?
No, you answered it. You are the media.
I are the media. That's what I know people.
To know. You have a good, and then your moniker fits. Sorry, that just wanted to divert just for a moment. Please continue.
No. That was funny, because I know that you tweeted that you were going to be on the show, and you wondered if Mr. Media was all the media. And one of my buddies in Texas responded, all the media since 1995. And I thought, wow, it's good to have defenses out there. I'm going to jump back for a second, Suzanne, because after you were talking about projects you worked on with Kirsten, I want to mention that my favorite of your shorts is actually, and by shorts I mean film. I don't know what's in your underwear drawer, but my favorite short of yours is one that's on your website called Not So Small Talk, and folks,
oh,
you
yes,
can see that.
Oh yes, that's the movie Yes, that's the one I was talking about that we called the Boot Movie. Yes.
Oh, the Boot. Okay. All right, I was going by the title. Yeah, it's and folks, you can see that for yourselves at KylieAndReuters.com, and I'll spell it because you'll never guess. It's KylieAndReuters, and I'll give that again at the end of the show. But yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun.
They did such a great job with that. Those girls are so funny in that one. And for a while, I toured with them, just for a little while, on a small leg of their tour, and they did one sketch called My Treat, where two girls, these sort of nicely dressed, fancy girls, are arguing over a check, and it degenerates into a fist fight and a cat fight, and it brought the house down every time they did it. And they asked me to direct that for them. And we did it, and it's called My Treat, and it's been around. We've had it at Palm Springs International Film Festival, and next month we're going to Cleveland International Film Festival with it. So it's done well. But the point is, I'm making is that their material is so good, it's hard to miss. And I think this web series from Suzanne is the material so darn good. It's a tasty treat to get your teeth into if you're a director.
Well, and Susanna, I read, I think on the Blogatorium, which is on watchplayingdead.com, that I love the words you guys came up with. It's Blogatorium and episodes. It's great. But I think I read that you decided to do the series because Ted was tired of hearing you complain about not having control of your career.
That's very true. Yes, he often tells me to do that when I'm, you know, feeling disappointed, but yeah, and he's like, look, and part of it came from I'm also a screenwriter, and I've written a few screenplays and start sending them out, and I'm like, oh, I'm just so tired of people not, you know, buying them or making them or this or that. And he's like, well, then just make your own thing. And I spent, you know, a few years producing reality television, so I have a background in producing, and I thought, well, you know, he's right. I'm a writer. I know how to produce. I'm an actor. I've got it all covered right here. All I need to do is, you know, put pen to paper, fingers to keys, and get it done. So, yeah, he was really instrumental in forcing me to get it out there.
A stick works too. A stick on the back. A stick on the back is very useful in that regard.
I'm just going to let that slide. I don't know. Suzanne, I want to ask you one more thing here, and then I want to pester Ted with some Evil Dead, Bruce Campbell, Sam Raimi stuff. But I got to ask you, those of us not in L.A. hear the Groundlings name a lot, but we don't necessarily know a lot about the troupe other than that its graduates include Cheryl Hines of Curb Your Enthusiasm, comedian Kathy Griffin, Lisa Kudrow from Friends, Pat Morita from Happy Days and Everywhere Else, Adrian Barbeau, Animal House star Tim Matheson, Saturday Night Live favorites Will Ferrell, Lorraine Newman, Will Forte, Anna Gasteyer, Chris Parnell, Maya Rudolph, Chris Kattan, Sherry O'Terry, Kirsten Wiig, and of course Stifler's mother from the American Pie series, Jennifer Coolidge. And you know, now that I've said all that, I kind of forgot what the question was going to be.
Yeah, you were starting to say the Groundlings name in L.A. is not, I guess not everyone knows about the Groundlings, but a lot of amazingly talented comedians have come out of there. There's no question there. It's just that was what I heard.
Yeah, I think that's what.
And the answer is yes.
Yes. Okay. It is amazing. I mean, you know, you hear the name a lot, but then when you start looking at people who've been through there, yourself included, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, it's very amazing.
It's an amazing place, and I was so lucky to be able to, you know, I wasn't in the main company, but I went through the whole school they have, and I have to say it was one of the most incredible experiences I've had in LA, because they're truly an amazingly talented group of people and amazing teachers. And, you know, all of these people that you mentioned, many of them were also teachers at the school. And before they sort of, even while they were doing their things and getting famous and whatnot. And sometimes they would come back and meet a tune-up and perform with you. And so it really was an incredible experience. It taught me so much about, I recommend improv in general to anyone that's starting out in acting, or even people that have been acting a while. And there are other great schools in Los Angeles. I just happened to end up at the Groundlings and loved it, and learned a lot of how to write short form there, because a lot of it is sketch. And I really learned so much about what you can do in 3 minutes, and learned a lot about how things really don't need to be and shouldn't be much longer than that. Because if you can't say something in 3 to 4 minutes, then you really shouldn't be saying it.
And that's true for human beings in general, I'd say.
Are you saying that I went on too long? Is my answer?
No, that wasn't a hint. That wasn't a hint. I was just saying that in general. But yeah.
Media questions as well. Thanks.
I thought Ted was going to say that most men feel that 3 or 4 minutes is pretty much a good length for pretty much anything.
It's too much sometimes, but yes.
Too much, yeah. I mean, what can you not accomplish in 3 to 4 minutes? That's important.
Right.
Ted, let's, at my wife's urgent request, I want to set aside Playing Dead and talk Evil Dead. This is what I got taking my wife to work this morning, was pestering that I have to talk to you about Evil Dead, that she insists that she keeps reading that there's going to be a new installment in the series. Is there any truth to that?
There may and there may not, but you're probably talking to the wrong guy.
Well,
I have no idea. I wish I could help you. I have no idea. That would be my brother's company. I have absolutely no idea what he's doing.
I understand that, but you would have a sense, I think, if something was going to happen.
No.
All right.
No, I have no idea what's going to happen with that. I wish I could tell you. I have absolutely no idea. It's really not my company. I wish I could tell you. I just have no idea.
Well,
I know it seems like, because he's my brother, I might know, but I really don't. Any more than I suppose you might know because you upload to iTunes what Steve Jobs got planned after the iPad. I don't think you probably do, but maybe you do.
I just want to be clear that Ted may not know, but it's also his very good excuse for getting out of saying things he shouldn't be saying.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. Thank you.
Wow, I'm going to remember that one.
All right.
I wish I could help you with that. I have no idea. I just don't know. But
let me take a different tack. I do see, and I think you this is in your own publicity. You are working on a script to do with Bruce Campbell. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, I'm actually. I'm working. I'm getting ready to do, in fact, a movie with Bruce this fall. Presently, it's planned for. It's in pre-production now with Dark Horse Comics. We'll be producing it. And I play a very beloved character. But any more than that, I cannot say.
Really? You can't tell us who the character is or what the is it adapted from a Dark Horse comic?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, you're killing me here.
Here's why. Because if I tell you, a bunch of goons fly down, probably including Hellboy, from Oregon, and they come down to L.A., and they beat the crap out of me, and then it's all over. And then I can't do anything because I'm crippled. But
there is something worse that could happen.
What's that?
Grace could show up at your door with a plastic scythe and tell you it's time.
That's true. Grace could come by and kill me. That's true.
And thank you for calling it a scythe, by the way. It is a scythe, and it's the that was a big point of contention. Not to bring it back to me in the web series, that was a big debate because we had to figure out what a scythe and a sickle was, and I keep calling it a sickle because it's just a funnier word, but it's actually a scythe.
Yeah, when we were getting ready to shoot it, I kept asking her. I said, I think it's a scythe, and she said, no, it's a sickle. And the truth is, both are correct, but I don't.
It's not that the short handled one is a sickle.
Oh, is that how that, is that what that is? I didn't know that. There you go. I did not know that.
Yeah, there you go.
Not now.
Well, let's use that as an excuse to come full circle back to playing dead.
Oh goodness! Oh, that's so great.
So you've got 8. I assume that the last 2 episodes are already done. When might there be a second series of episodes or episodes? Sorry.
Ted, can I say hopefully when I would like it to, or just go, I don't know.
No, say what you got planned, of course.
You know, in a perfect world, we would start shooting them this summer and have them towards the end of the year, like October.
Hmm. Well, yeah. Suzanne, thank you for not saying that you can't say because your brother's company is your brother's company.
I just don't know, yeah. And I do want to say that episodes 7 and 8 star Alex Albrecht, who people may know from a show called Dig Nation and The Totally Rad Show. And in fact, the other 2 guys on The Totally Rad Show make little cameo appearances in both episodes as well. So we're very excited for those 2 because Alex was amazing and did an excellent job.
Really sucking up to the online media, aren't we?
Well, we are, but but Alex is a good friend of ours, and on top of which, Alex Albrecht, from The Totally Rad Show, happens to be a really, really funny actor, and so we really didn't compromise anything by putting him in it or anything. It wasn't like, oh, good, now we get the guys from The Totally Rad Show in our show, which we did, but both Jeff, his partner, and
Dan
were, also really good actors. So it was a great bonus. We're really lucky.
Let's be clear. I wrote it because they're Alex Albrecht and the guys from The Totally Rad Show. They named them Alex Albrecht, Dan Trachtenberg, and Jeff Cannata. And I just hoped after I wrote it that they would agree to do it.
And they had no problem playing themselves. May I add?
Really crappy versions of themselves.
Yeah, bad versions, but them being kind of obnoxious, greedy, drinking, kind of murderous, weasels. But they didn't mind it. I don't know why, but they didn't. And that's that.
Well, now I'm sorry I pissed you both off because I could try to weasel weasel my way in as the almighty all media in the second series, but I'll
that
go.
You've already got my wheels turning.
Yeah, I think I'd like to. It'd be fun to watch him. We could get him behind his just behind his mic. Where do you tape the show?
In St. Petersburg, Florida, where you shot Sequence.
I like St. Petersburg. Right. Yeah, I remember shooting there a bunch of times and years ago, and I remember we shot at the Dolly Museum there, and that was a wild experience.
That's it. And the
For those of you who don't know, the Dolly Museum is, I believe, the largest collection of Salvador Dali art in the world, if I'm not mistaken. And strangely, it's in, maybe not so strangely, it's in St. Petersburg, Florida. Not insane.
They're actually building a new one that will open next year. But I'm glad you clarified that it was Salvador Dali and not Hello Dolly Museum.
I was having a hard time. I'm like, Dolly the cloned sheep? What?
Maybe it's Dolly the cloned sheep, yes.
Well, folks, listen, you can watch Ted Raimi and Suzanne Kiley's new web series, Playing Dead, for free at www.watchplayingdead.com. That's solid, watchplayingdead.com. You can also find Ted Raimi on Twitter at twitter.com/TedRaimi, and Suzanne Kiley at her site, KileyandRooters.com, KileyandRooters.com. And that's where you can watch that short that I really like, Not So Small Talkers. She called it the boob flick. Ted and Suzanne, thank you guys so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thank you, Mr. Media.
Thank you for having us. That was really fun.
You guys take care. All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Kirk Douglas, Billy Bob Thornton, Nathan Fillion, Christian Slater, Elisha Cuthbert, Ali Sheedy, and many more. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. You can go to www.audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia, Mr. Media, to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's www.audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia for your free audiobook. And remember, you can subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman or facebook.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.